I have an interesting tweet for you all.
A tweet?
Yeah, this is from Matt Norlander, who covers college basketball for CBS Sports. I'll read you the tweet as it is written. Source: Oakland grad transfer Trey Townsend, one of the best in the portal, will commit to Arizona or Ohio State this week. Interesting tweet, just that first sentence. But here's the interesting part for us locally. Townsend, who averaged 17.3 points per game, 8.1 rebounds, and 3.1 assists, was the Horizon League Player of the Year. It was not Jack Golke. He didn't write that.
Well, he came off the bench.
The last sentence is this: Michigan State was also involved, but Sparty is soon to add a transfer who plays a similar position.
I'm doing the Brian Windhorst thing if you're listening on radio or podcast.
Yeah, I think Frankie Fiddler's going to go to Michigan State.
Whoa.
Okay, all right. What?
There's lots of guys who play that position in the portal, Connor.
Lots of guys from low major conferences who play that position that are interested in Michigan State that are in the portal?
Yes. Michigan State's been in on everybody this portal season. Tom Izzo knows. Time is undefeated.
What if I told you that Frankie Fiddler, the over-under for Frankie Fiddler to make an announcement to Michigan State is 20 minutes over or under. 20 minutes from right now.
Well, now I feel like you know something.
Matt Norlander clearly knows something.
20 minutes?
20 minutes. Yeah, over or under, Josh. Fine.
Over.
Three hours. Or you know what?
Well, no, now you're moving the line.
24 hours. Oh, you still go over?
24. I will go under.
Yeah. I think it's under 24 hours as well. I also think it's under 3 hours.
Oh, my.
I also think it's under 20 minutes. It might be coming soon. You can't just put that tweet out there and pretend like it's not going to happen.
I got to get ready. I don't have a graphic.
What do you mean get ready?
I don't have a graphic.
What are you going to get ready for? He's going to Michigan State.
We're going to need a graphic on the bottom of the screen that says he's going to Michigan State. I don't have that ready.
I wonder if his teammate will join him, his former teammate will join him. I mean, this is assuming that we're reading between the lines correctly, which I think I am. But yes, this is assuming. So keep an eye out for that one. One more text coming off of the odd news. You should have to watch, this is from the 402.
Hi, 402.
You should have to watch all 9 Star Wars movies in the style of Mystery Science Theater 3000. What does that mean?
Mystery Science Theater 3000 is a television show where the premise of which a man is trapped in outer space with his two robot friends and they're forced to watch bad movies
with my robot friends
and make fun of them the entire time.
Oh, I would do that.
Yeah.
But
that
I would need fun. I would need a Star Wars weirdo to sit next to me the entire time.
I have a weird Star Wars shirt.
Are you a Star Wars weirdo, though? I don't feel like you are.
I enjoy the movies.
I had to sit and watch 9 movies with John Bishop.
The brass!
Just be shouting at the screen. Also, one on golf from Justin.
Hi, Justin.
So there is a concept, this is from the Equitable Bank inbox, there is a concept that I have seen that would be 18 holes broken up at 6 holes each. So you pay for 6 or 12 or 18.
Oh, hello.
I would play 12. 9 doesn't seem like enough. 6 definitely doesn't seem like enough.
Right.
I would play 12 holes for sure. 18, I'd have to have very little to do that day.
Got to make a day of it.
It seems difficult. All right, let's talk about this real quick because we haven't yet. In the midst of, yes, Colorado's losing everybody to the transfer portal, but they're also gaining people. What are we losing? We're not losing anything.
They also beat Nebraska.
They also beat Nebraska last year.
We have to. We're obligated to say that every single time.
We got to say it up front. So we learned yesterday, and we mentioned this just kind of offhand yesterday, Texas and Michigan will play each other on Big Noon Fox on Saturday, September the 7th, which is the same day as the Nebraska-Colorado game. I'm very excited to see if Nebraska-Colorado will be a night game or if it's 2:30 CBS. It's all going to be a matter of who has the second pick that day, you know, when they do the network draft. And there's a lot more people in the network draft now for Big Ten games. This is a Big Ten game because it's a Nebraska home game.
Seriously, televise this.
Televise the draft.
I would watch this. I would block
I would
out
too.
Time.
We care way too much about this college football TV stuff. It's actually all we think about all summer long in a lot of cases. So I feel like this is a slam dunk as like either a YouTube stream or an actual television broadcast. Please.
It would have to be something like YouTube, because you couldn't be like ESPN broadcasts the draft amongst all these other networks.
Do you think people would get offended though? Like, do you think schools would get offended when they say, "Hey, we don't want anything to do with Rutgers?"
Yes.
Well, that wouldn't be very Big Ten style of them.
But someone had to get picked last when the All-Star and the NBA All-Stars got drafted.
Yeah. I think it'd be too offensive for television. Let subscribes in there and have them just write about what they see and then have them pull a couple quotes out and then put it out there. That's all I need.
Okay.
Or have me in there and I'll do a vlog.
Ooh.
Or Nick could do a vlog. Just an option for the Big Ten if you want to make more money, if you're interested in money, which it kind of seems like you are. Anyway, the week before that, Colorado is scheduled to open up their season against North Dakota State. That game was previously scheduled for Saturday, August 31st. It is now being moved back to Thursday, August 29th against North Dakota State. So a couple things are happening here. Number one, I think the Nebraska-Colorado game is probably the last hope for TV networks to cash in on the Coach Prime thing. If you haven't noticed, it's already died off a little bit this summer. I mean, last year and then this winter and into right now. Like, it's already, there's just not as much buzz there. There's certainly not as much energy as there was in the first couple games of the year. Last year, when nobody really knew how it would go at first. In fact, everybody thought it would be really bad, and it ended up being really good. And so there were this giant TV product for the first couple weeks of the season. You know, a few of the most watched college football games all year were in Colorado's first couple weeks of the season. And then what happened? They fell off the cliff, and people still watched them, but not nearly at that level anymore. It is an opportunity for TV networks to take someone that is not Ohio State, that it's not Michigan, that it's not Alabama, that is not, who else is even in that? What's a big brand category now? Like USC, Texas?
Ohio State.
I mentioned them. Yeah, Ohio State, yeah, Michigan. Yeah. Gosh, what is like tier one big brand, big TV brand? Like you're getting 6 million viewers no matter who is playing here.
LSU?
It's probably just Ohio State and Michigan, but if Michigan
Notre Dame.
Okay, Notre Dame.
They're kind of their own thing on an island.
Alabama, I guess. Georgia.
Yeah.
I don't think USC's there, but who knows, with better TV deals now, like maybe, you know, maybe people will watch USC now that they're on Fox. Like Big Fox, like during a normal time that's not 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So maybe you could put them into the category. Anyway, that was a sidebar. But it's an opportunity for the TV networks to look outside of the window of those schools and say, we can deliver you 5, 6, mm-hmm. 7, 8, 9, 10 million viewers with a couple schools that don't usually do numbers. One that does do pretty good numbers. Nebraska's actually pretty close to that tier in terms of television viewers. People still watch Nebraska. I know it's unbelievable, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And then Colorado, who wouldn't usually really mean much of anything, but there's rivals, and then there's the Deion Sanders part of this thing, and it's in Lincoln, and put it at night, damn it. Do the thing that you want to do. I know you want to. Please do it, because it could get downright nasty in there. We're due for a nasty game.
Yeah.
We're due for a nasty game.
Haven't had
nasty
one since that
woman.
Miami game.
We are due for a nasty game, Josh. Poll question. Are we due for a nasty game?
Hell yeah.
I think we are. 2014 Miami was the last time that we had a nasty game. Nasty game. It's very nasty. I can't even remember any. Maybe like 2021 Michigan was borderline nasty. But that was just, it was a night game and it was a big game, right? It didn't have the same. If Nebraska would have hung in for more than 8 seconds against Ohio State in 2019, the game day game frost, that could have gotten a little fun, but they didn't. But yeah.
I feel like they were one win away from the nasty game a lot of times over the last 5-10 years.
It's a great point. It's a great point.
Like, okay, if they win this game, the next week sets up to be, and that never happened.
No, they lost the game before the nasty game. But this has a chance to be nasty.
Yeah.
And, but you can't have a nasty game unless it's at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we do the nasty. You can't have a nasty game at 2:30.
Right.
It's so hot. It's 150 degrees. That's nasty in a different way. I don't want that kind of nasty. I want the nasty where everybody's angry. They are so confident walking into that building. Coach Prime, you're done today. It's our time. I know you've won the last, Colorado's won the last three in the series, but this is it. This is how we break this series for a couple years. We'll see you in a few years. You're not going to be here anymore. We're going to send you off with this beautiful parting gift of an absolute bloodbath on a Saturday night early in the season, as Nebraska moves to 2-0 in year two of the Matt Rhule era. That's how people would feel going into that game. That has the makings of a nasty, nasty game.
And for Colorado, as they move back to the Big 12, there's not a lot of marquee matchups. So I think you're right about this is kind of the television network's last.
Yep. Last hurrah. Get Coach Prime one last time before it all goes away.
They host Baylor, their first Big 12 game. And then, like, also, what's the big... Is it going to be Big 12 after dark? Is that what's going to...
I have no idea their TV deal.
Take that 9:30 window? Like, I don't know. There's not a lot on this Colorado schedule that sets up to be as big as Nebraska-Colorado. From just a ratings standpoint.
I also have a second question about Coach Prime. Do you think I could find astronomical odds anywhere that Coach Prime resigns during the season this year?
Ooh.
I'd like to find that.
You think he'll just walk?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think they're going to be very good, and it's going to fall apart again. What if he just does it? What if he just decides to say, I'm gone? He clearly has no connection to the place whatsoever.
We need to know I don't want to say the act, but if the act is wearing thin amongst the people who cover that team, because there's not a ton of people who cover that team even still.
No.
But
I don't think they were sure about it in the first place. Yeah. He was going to have to win in order for it to work.
Is there a scribe in that room that's going to go, hey, coach, I don't believe.
Well, you're out of here.
Well, that's the other part of it, too.
That's what he would say. Yeah. Just start kicking people out. A couple questions in from the text line.
Hi, text line.
This one's from Cody.
Hi, Cody.
Does M. Bigley on YouTube realize no one else is talking to him? Interesting question.
Hey, Bigley's content
in there. Bigley's great.
He ain't hurting anybody.
Keep commenting on every word that we say. I really like it. I really enjoy it. Unfortunately, I can't really tell if anybody else has commented and said anything of note. So Josh is going to have to keep track of that one for me. And this is from Happer's Meme Guy.
Hi, Happer's Meme Guy.
Second poll question, can you do the nasty exclusively on Peacock? Not the question that we were asking. I don't want that game to be on Peacock.
That does take a little of the edge off of it, right?
Here's a question. I would be willing to sacrifice big TV numbers, like network TV numbers, because I'm just a man. I do not care about TV numbers. for that game being at night.
Whatever we got to do to get it at night.
I will. If that game has to be on Peacock, then damn it, I'm okay with it because I need that game to be at the nighttime so we can do the nasty.
Jacob tweet comments in on YouTube.
Hi, Jacob on YouTube.
We need a 2014 Miami so bad. Honestly, cannot wait for that game. It's officially personal for our state.
It's going to be nasty. But it can't be nasty at 2:30 in the afternoon.
That's right.
It needs to be nasty.
And it certainly cannot be nasty at 11 a.m.
I put the game on CW if they want to, as long as it's at 6:30 or later.
Give me some of those guys wearing those weird jackets.
Can you imagine that crowd? Can you? I'm thinking about it already. It's going to be special if they get a night game that day. So TV networks, come through for us. Come on. We don't ask of much. In fact, actually, we ask of a lot. But in this case, we're asking of another thing. Just put that game at night so we can get a little nasty. That's all.
Just a little.
Just a little
bit. Just a little nasty.
Back with more next on 1620 The Zone.